listener production. Giddy up. It's another brand new ep of the Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Yeehaw.
Yes, don't listen directly at the Matt and Alex. You got to put special earmuffs on because we are too hot to handle today. Matt, did you see Eclipse Fever overtake America?
Oh, mate. Yesterday? I did. I didn't realise that it was going to be so fervent all around the interwebs. Everyone was talking about it. I want to see an eclipse. I do want to see an eclipse.
Mm. I've wanted to see an eclipse ever since the episode of Tintin where him and Captain Haddock are being held captive or something like that, but he knew that an eclipse was coming up, so he like yelled at the sky and said, "Oh gods, if you think we should get free, you know, shield the light," and then the eclipse went over and everyone was like, "Oh my god."
You know, I've been reading about eclipses, and I'm going to give you a mind-blowing fact tomorrow about eclipses. So there you go. Okay. Hey, let's dive into today, though, because we have been talking about a law that's just been, well, implemented somewhere in a certain part of the world that may very well cancel us, Daiso.
Well, just have a listen to this, okay? This music is fine. All right, that music's fine. This music is banned. We'll let you know why in a moment. It's Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Well, Matt, you ask someone if they like banned music and they'll say, sure, I love Radiohead. I love the Spice Girls. You know, I love Red Hot Chili Peppers. And you go, what about music that's banned? And they're like, oh, maybe not.
Bro, all those bands you mentioned are like 40 years old.
Hey.
You're really showing your age.
Hang on.
No one, if you said to any kid these days, hey, what band do you like? They wouldn't say Red Hot Chili Peppers, man.
All right. Can we just quite quickly scratch that? All right.
Do you know what's even worse? Hey. Do you know what's even worse? We agreed before this segment started that we would need to be on our best self-censoring behavior because Bron has stepped out of the room.
The day. Okay. And we've got someone filling in editing. Josh, thank you for this. You don't need to edit that. I'll self-edit right now. Leave that in, but just we'll come back and I'll go. So if you like bands like Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, Spacey Jane, you like band music, but not the kind of music that has been banned, Matt, in Russia. And I reckon this is... They've declared war on Ukraine, awful situation, you know, Slava Ukraine. But I reckon they've declared war on Matt and Alex as well.
Well, this isn't necessarily, it's the Russian Republic of Chechnya, I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to have to do some Googling right now. Chechnya. And I don't pride myself in ignorance because I do like to know, you know, where places are and understand the difference. But I was a little bit uncertain about what the difference is with Chechnya and Russia.
Okay. Again, we're trying not to edit this particular section. So you saying boring things out loud while you Google things away from the podcast, not ideal. All right, Josh, leave it in for now. But we're going to keep forging on because authorities of the Russian Republic of Chechnya.
For the record, it's just above Georgia and Azerbaijan on that little tip of the sort of in between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea.
That's it. They've announced a ban on music that they consider too fast or too slow. They are the Goldilocks of music at the moment. Minister of Culture Musa Dadayev announced the decision to limit all musical, vocal and choreographic compositions to a tempo ranging from 80 beats per minute to a maximum of 116 beats per minute.
Whoa. Now, as someone who doesn't mind producing a few bedroom bangers, I can tell you now, 120 BPM ain't that fast.
Bro, 116 is nothing. That's why I said declare war on Matt and Alex. Our rave set, we barely dipped below 128.
Exactly.
We were at 140 beats per minute for most of the time. That's Zombie Nation, right?
Bro.
That's 140. And we even got as high as 172 beats per minute with that remix of Boys of Summer. I can tell you, brown skin shining in the sun. I mean, that would be banned. We'd be gone.
You know that a little bit of... Don't even start me on how, what BPM that is.
138. Oh, 137.
136. 136, no. Apparently.
Well, mate, okay. I always... When you're watching Dyson chuck out a little bit of the sandstorm, he's always nudging it just that little bit, just that little bit further.
But, okay, I, as someone who has never gotten on the full techno train, I mean, yes, I do. I dabbled in some Darude. Yes, I've, you know, listened to a little bit of DJ Jean, The Launch. Sure. We've all done a bit of recreational techno from time to time.
Yes,
but...
my dad's walked in on me whilst I've been pumping a little bit of Meter at the Love Parade by Dahul. But let's put 116 is not much. Like from memory, Less I Know the Better by Tame Impala, 117 beats per minute.
So what? No Tame in Chechnya.
Well, maybe eventually the song. Eventually, ba-da-da-da, it's a lot slower. Maybe that'd get in there, but you could be dropping out the other end. And I'm not sure if they've like, if the Russian, the Chechenian, you know, music police pull you over and go, do you realize you've been speeding? You're like, what? Sorry. I clocked you at 120 BPM. It's like, well, that's within 4 BPMs of the actual legal
yeah,
limit.
10%, that- right? 10%. Does that work? So what's the low? What's the lowest?
80 beats per minute. I think Paper Planes by MIA potentially is 78 beats per minute. So that'd
no.
be...
No.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. In my name.
Yeah, well, it depends. It depends. You can either half time it at 86 or you can double time it at 172. So you're out.
Oh, 86. All right. Well, you're fine then.
Oh, you are fine? Okay, yeah. But I mean, even Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers... I was worried about that, but that actually hits right in the middle at 99.
Oh,
so that's
oh.
That's the you know. Ooh,
so the question is, why would you do this? Okay, and it's due to the culture, the Chechenian culture. The culture minister Musa Dadayev said, borrowing musical culture from other peoples is inadmissible. Okay. Chechen music and dance creations align with the Chechen mentality and music rhythm, okay? And they only go between those limits. This is the crazy bit. Artists are said to have been given until the 1st of June to rewrite music that doesn't meet the criteria. And if their music isn't reworked, they won't be allowed to perform it in public.
So if you've broken these rules, it's time to go back to the drawing board.
Well,
you better speed it up
the
or slow
drawing
it down.
Board, but you've just got to slow it down. So I'm thinking, you know, if... our Lord and Savior Darude was caught up in this. Because he's from Finland. That's right next to Russia, okay? Mm-hmm. So if that sort of bleeds across a little bit, I'm expecting a lounge version of Sandstorm to be coming out. You know, something like that.
Man, I don't mind the speed of songs, but I'm hitting that point in my life where I am always feeling like music is too loud. can we as a country just start?
Dude, you can't. They're already doing the BPM, you know, speed. You can't be doing like decibels. You got to be in between there.
Yes.
No.
We need quiet, slow music at all times, everywhere. Elevator music. If it's not for an elevator, it's not for me. That's what I say.
All right. Well, let's keep this podcast going as quickly as we can. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Now, we were talking about music and how fast or slow it can go. And, you know, music finds its way into our lives in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the music you hear on the hold.
Yep.
Phone, you know, when you're on the phone call, yeah, go for it, Daiso, do it. Never has a tighter jam been like, can we do one of, someone surely has done one of those memes, you know, where like Yeah. The person in the studio turns up the dial and suddenly that starts playing 100%. And everyone starts nodding and stuff. That is a jam.
That's a similar meme. They've done exactly the same thing for that version of hold music as they have for like the pause music on GoldenEye 007 on Nintendo 64.
Go on, hit us.
I mean, that's just the riff, that's the refrain, but it's, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, and it makes me wonder, you know, we had this discussion a couple of days ago regarding music and what places people might be listening to it. And I don't think it's unreasonable to suspect that both the hold music and the GoldenEye pause music have both seen many a baby be made in their presence.
It is absolutely right, Matt. We did have a chat the other day about something that happened in the background of a lovemaking session in a cheap hotel in the UK. And that was the Family Guy episode that used the song. Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. I'm not like the Chechens. I don't think music should be banned.
Mm.
But I think in the bedroom where nudity is involved, that song should be nowhere near that space.
No. You've got to choose your play methods wisely when it comes to bedroom frolicking with music. I mean, you know, I had my little bedroom studio, Daiso.
I've had many
an unfortunate music encounter when I had my little bedroom studio. For anyone who, I'll paint you a picture, okay? Yep. Picture this. A 30-something-year-old man. Wait, no. You meet a 30-something-year-old man in which, you know, things are going well, so you go back to his apartment in Glebe, which is not designed nicely.
Well, you get out of the Uber or something there, you walk out, you're like, oh, where is it? It's like, just here above the subway. And yeah, that's not the train station.
That's the sandwich shop. Yep, come up here to my lair of the chicken schnitzel 6-inch.
Worse, I think, than you intended.
So anyways, and because I had a flatmate at the time, I couldn't put this middle computer that I make sick beats out on, in the spare room. So I just put it in the cupboard, and it was an old computer as well. And believe me when I say this, like, it was a full-blown tower, like old school.
I'll paint the picture. You walk into a share house bedroom's walk-in robe, I should say. You open the door and inside is a desk with one of those old off-white Pentiums in there. Instead of like ironed shirts and like suits hanging up, it's like a full workstation in that one of those sliding doors.
With a microphone, some speakers. Okay, that was my home studio. Yes, it was in a cupboard. And I wish this was more long ago than it really was. Like, this was surprisingly recent. And anyway, so then I had Winamp on this computer. And this computer, can I tell you, had never been hooked up to the internet. That's how old it was. It had never touched the internet. That's why it lasted so long.
Yeah, it never slowed down. They never, you know, slowed it down.
There was no updating. There was no viruses. It never touched the internet.
I remember our first computer to hook up, you had like a CD-ROM that sort of installed modem software. That's the only way you could get the internet installed.
Exactly. So this had never touched. It was perfect. It was pristine. It was still fast. It still worked. Yes, it did have Winamp. And every now and then Winamp would crash and I'd have to load all of the files onto the Winamp. And the Winamp would just take every single audio file in on my computer. Everything that I'd ever recorded, including just a cappella voice files of me like rapping or singing on songs that I had been making in my bedroom. So every now and then, if I hit random on my Winamp.
So Winamp, let's just say that's Windows Media Player where it's like an iTunes sort of thing where it's got all the songs
in
there.
It's just a list from alphabetical order, from zero to Z of every audio file on your computer. So every now and then.
So you'd get someone home, you'd have them on the bed, you'd be lying next to each other, look at each other's eyes, you'd about go in for the kiss, and then the song would change to a different
audio
file.
Someone changed from like, yeah, from like, I don't know, what was I listening at the time? Who knows? I'm just going to say, Nelly, you're hot in here or something. It wasn't that, but it just so imagine that, you know? And then it just goes into an a cappella version of me mumble rapping for no over nothing. Just like me going, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 chair. Because I just tested my mic or something and it was still on the computer. People would just be like, what was that? Why, who's talking to us right now?
Yeah, look, it's a tough phenomenon, which you have experienced as well. Thanks for getting in touch via our Matt and Alex Instagram, matt.and.alex. Keep an eye on our stories. Can we put the questions out there? Amanda got in touch for the question, what's been playing in the background during sexy time? She says, Antiques Roadshow, which is very, very, I mean, that gets me a little bit hot and steamy.
Mm.
I think I remember one time we were interviewing Jimmy Carr and I said how much I liked Antiques Roadshow and he made fun of me for finding the, he said, oh, are you attracted to the host of Antiques Roadshow? I'm like, well, I'm not attracted to the host of Antiques Roadshow.
I mean, I'd like to get a valuation on this fine piece of ass. How much is that worth?
Holly said, I recently learned that nothing kills the mood like Cotton Eye Joe. Tell you what, Holly, I could only imagine.
Lily says, as my friend went down on a person, Shrek was on in the background screaming, what are you doing in my swamp?
That's rough. Amanda. Different Amanda says, I was young and dumb and my friend went home with this guy but was scared to go alone. So I went to the house along with his mate and we both knew we were just there to wait for them, but the waiting took forever. We started to get down with it. Neither of us were actually keen on each other. It was just circumstance. Hang on.
Oh my God.
So the two chaperones had nothing better to do. So they just started hooking up. Said it was kind of like a work meeting, but halfway through on the television, To Catch a Predator came on and we didn't stop. We didn't watch, but it was distracting. R.I.P. me.
Well, I mean, a session to remember for all the wrong reasons. Anonymous got in touch, said, I lost my virginity with Monty Python and the Holy Grail playing in the background.
Yeah, the two coconuts clapping together.
Still haven't watched it.
Mate!
All I know is, it's just a flesh wound.
We maybe will have a few more of those in the mailbag at the end of the week, but until then, let's keep moving on with the show.
Well, when you think about it, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the two things that are also sometimes make that thing happen. Python, Grail.
All day breakfast.
And now it's time for...
Can you hear me, Alex?
Alex, can I ask you a question?
It's called Ask Alex.
Yeah, so that's right. This is the segment in which we ask our resident love guru, Alex Dyson, who has a lot of experience with this sort of thing, thanks to his time as the, what was it again? The love doctor?
Dunce counselor.
Yes. Yeah. So the person who was to help readers of Dolly magazine with their
girlfriend troubles. Bro,
my bad. And you were doing that for how many years?
I did about 4 years. A few memorable ones in there. I remember like this girl accidentally farted in front of the dude she liked, and she's like, "Can I recover from this?"
Yeah. And what did you say?
Absolutely not. That is the disgusting thing. Women shouldn't break wind and you need to go get yourself checked out. No. I was like, of course it's fine, you know. It's funny how everything came down to like, oh, just communicate with each other, obviously, you know, say those things. And also, none of this will ever matter ever again because you're about 15 years old and
no, it's not
there's
just
many mistakes to come.
It's not just when you're 15. It's when you're an adult too. Sometimes when you... Like, you know, I remember liking Belinda, you know.
And she farted in front of you.
My current partner. Actually, no, she doesn't really. But I was like, you know, you start you start panicking. You start going like, I don't know how to act. I don't, even though I was a 30-something-year-old man, I was like, what the hell am I doing? I don't know how to act in front of this person. I'm nervous. I'm terrified.
Every new person you like, it's amazing how it just goes back to square one.
It feels like, exactly.
The operating system resets. Doesn't matter how old you are.
You're like, what am I doing? Do I talk like that? You're like, they message you and you're like, how do I respond? I don't even know how I talk. Do I talk? Have I ever talked? I don't know how to message anything.
Anyway, that's why before you message them, you message Alex here at Ask Alex. Anonymous says this one. Is it ever wise to reach out to an ex to say the things that you never said in the turmoil of the breakup? Okay, that's a big one, Anonymous.
Oh, that's a big
one. That is a big one. Because I don't know whether you want to say the things that were never said in a positive sense, or whether you want to say the things that were never said in a you were the worst sense.
Okay? That's
true. And that's still hanging on. You're still dealing with that guilt. Okay? Because I think the answer would differ depending on each of those. If it's the negative, it's like the things that I never said and it's like you treated me this badly and those kind of things, I reckon leave them. Not worth it. You go on your own healing journey, okay?
Mm.
You come to terms with those things. You may very well have been wronged, you know, and one of the things that will get, that feels like you'll get that vindication you deserve is saying the things to that person. In my experience, it just never feels as good as you think.
No.
You know the arguments you have in your head and you anticipate what they're going to say and then they say something completely off the wall that could not have been anticipated? You're like, well, now I'm thrown. I thought I made a really good point in the shower earlier today when I was by myself. This is not working as well.
They will blindside you completely with some flaws that you didn't even consider at all.
Yeah.
Also, your feelings might change.
Mm.
You know, so like in the midst of the breakup, in the turmoil of the breakup, you may have wanted to say certain things. In hindsight, your opinion might have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings might have changed. And maybe the things that you wanted to say then are completely invalid now.
Yeah. Let's move on with this flowchart. I'm going to turn this into a flowchart, okay? The question is, should I say the things I never said to an ex? Are they positive or negative? If they're negative, no. If they're positive, I would say this. Is this person now with a new partner or not? Okay?
Doesn't matter.
I reckon if they're with a new partner, they've moved on, they're feeling happy, I reckon it could be a little bit of a, I've just got to let them do their thing and also not say anything there.
I reckon no matter which way you look at this, the answer is no. Because if you, okay, let's imagine you do want to say something positive. You say, you know what? I actually treated that person a little bit unfairly.
Mm.
I was a bit immature. I probably should have grown up, known a little bit better, been a bit wiser, and I'm going to let them know that. Now, if they're with another partner, to just come out of the blue, right? If you were in the wrong in terms of the breakup, just come out of the blue and say, hey, look, I was wrong. I'm sorry. That might reactivate feelings for that person.
Yep.
Okay? So it might give them the wrong idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you felt like you were wronged, but you want to reach out and extend an olive branch and say, hey, look, I'm willing to move past this if you are, then you look like you want to reconnect.
Mm.
And again, not a good thing.
And I don't mind reconnecting with an ex. If you're like the things that never said is like, I never told you how much I loved you enough. You know, I didn't do this enough. I want to reconnect. If they're single and they're out there and you want to do that, that's the time, Anonymous. I reckon you're okay to go and say those things, okay? But be prepared for disappointment, okay? And also, make sure you differentiate. Here's the third part of the flowchart. Am I saying this because I actually want to get back with this person? I've understood my flaws, their flaws, and want to continue with those. Or am I just feeling bad about myself and I need a little bit of extra, you know, validation and motivation? I've been in the past, I've been ones where like, should I get in touch with an ex? I was like, oh, I should do that. I'm like, oh, I think I just want a bit of love and attention and affection. Maybe it's time to start looking at dating again, a different way.
And in the opposite world of that, you never want to steal someone's happiness. So I'm a big, big believer of not stealing others' happiness. If you're feeling down and you see your ex and you think, you know what? I don't like the way that this person has been able to move on, and I'm going to say something to them to, you know, let them know how much I was hurt and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, am I actually just trying to steal their happiness? Am I just trying to like make myself feel better because they seem to be fine and I'm no longer fine?
Yep. So I reckon if they're single and you're saying good things, go for it, Anonymous. The other ones, I reckon, just take the path less traveled.
No, look, look, I know you wanted to end it there, but Anonymous hasn't asked, how do I reach out to say things that never said? I don't think Anonymous ever wants to get back with the ex. Is that like, otherwise the question would be, how do I get back with my ex, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
You've already
Maybe the on. saying the things that never said is like, if you've got the secret as to like who killed Jeffrey Epstein, like, yes, you should tell them. That truth needs to get out there, all right? But other than that, probably keep your mouth shut.
All right, good luck, Anonymous. We wish you all the best. Please keep us updated. Hey, thank you for listening to another episode of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We've absolutely loved having you. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And in the meantime, you can keep in touch with us at matt.and.alex on Instagram.
Catch you later. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.